it's like every weekend now there's, you know, there's incidents that's happening. And I think every time I seem to come in here, we're talking about poor behaviour at GAA games and the repeated, I suppose, poor behaviour that we're witnessing is just too pervasive in GAA at the moment. And like we've lots of nice slogans, give respect, get respect. There's more than slogans required at this stage. And I think clubs, I think Munster Council, I think Croke Park, GAA in general, have to do more in relation to it. I don't think it's embedded. We have a code of behaviour, we have a code of conduct in the GAA, but as we're speaking here this evening, you know, I can guarantee you there's parents in their cars driving home this evening who've never been given a copy of the GAA's code of behaviour or probably never heard of it. We don't do enough in general. It needs to be, if we're going to change culture in the GAA, we need to embed that code of behaviour. It needs to be every club, every team, every parent, every coach, every player. There needs to be, I would almost say, a revolution in relation to behaviour in relation to GAA, because it has gone out of hand. How we deal with officials, it's just not good enough. I suppose, look, I'm at a world of games year in, year out, and the amount of incidents, and we've had them here in Waterford, I think you've reported on in relation to De La Salle secondary school game recently. I've witnessed them myself at, you know, games as low as under 10, where poor behaviour by parents, shouting abuse at opposition kids. I've seen, you know, an 11-year-old child pushed by an adult. These are all within our own county. So when it's happening that regularly, when it's happening in all our different codes, you have to say there's something wrong with the culture in the GAA, and we're not doing enough to correct it. You know, again, if I was talking to Larry McCarthy, it needs to almost be, as I said, it needs to be every club needs to attest that they've embedded this code of behaviour with everybody involved in their own individual clubs. But it needs to be every year. You need to almost have it certified that, yes, that's, you know, I think sometimes we take for granted too much in GAA that we expect, you know, people to know how to behave properly. And the problem, I suppose, with common sense is it just isn't that common. There is other things I would suggest, maybe referees speaking to both management teams, to speaking to both sets of players before games. I think the likes of that, other codes used, it could help as well. But it's a change in culture. That doesn't happen easily. But we're just not doing enough. And as I said, every weekend you'll see incidents. And it's come to a stage where it's really not good enough. We don't, at officialdom, as I said, club, county board, provincial council, Croke Park, we don't talk enough about it, and we're not doing enough about it. And until we do, these incidents will continue to occur, because it's almost seen as, we're almost normalising it now at this stage. It's so happening so often, but it isn't good enough. And I think it will, if it's not dealt with, if we don't change that culture, it will eventually damage our games, because people will walk away from the GAA.
Yeah, do you think people will turn away from the GAA and go towards other sports?
Yeah, look,
continues?
I mean, it's now, look, we're not the only, you know, GAA isn't the only association that has problems. We've seen with soccer, and particularly in the Dublin underage leagues, having problems as well. But look, you know, would you want to be a referee? Would you want to be a match official at this stage? Yeah, I don't know how they recruit anybody, given the level of abuse that occurs. If you've no match officials, you've no games. It has to change, but everybody has a part to play in it. And as I said, it just needs a little bit of leadership as well. And that's why I'm disappointed there hasn't been, you know, better response from officialdom. Like as I said, you mentioned the instance at school games. I mean, I haven't heard of any consequences for, you know, since that. You'll also see where there was an incident, a guy got 96 weeks suspension, reduced down to 4. Like, when you're not serious about, you know, making sure that people who play our games, people who attend our games, they need to be safe. They need to know that if you send your child to play GAA, to play hurling, that he's going to be safe. But it needs, as I said, it needs leadership, and it needs from bottom up and top down. It really needs a whole change of culture. That's difficult to achieve, but it can be done. But it needs someone, as I said, to take that leadership role, to say, no, look, enough. This isn't working. We need to do better.